Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you join us today as once again we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion today. We're asking the question, will the church survive? Will the church survive? We have seen major, major devastation to the church in the past 2 years as a result of COVID and the lockdown of the churches, and even some of the churches prosecuted, the pastors persecuted as a result of preaching the gospel and not following the whims and the wishes of a government that's gone awry, a government that literally is out to force submission to the government rather than to God. We're going to talk about the issues surrounding that and then answer the question, what should we do? How should we then live? What ought we do as Christians in today's society where it seems as though the church is being under attack from every angle? And we find a diminishing number of those that are supporting the church, a diminishing number of those that believe the church is relevant in the society in which we're living today. But as we face the issues, let me remind you, we're going to do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where he says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought to lean on and depend on and seek after, and not what society might say or do in relationship to life and living. It is the truth that is demeaned and diminished today as perhaps no other thought or philosophy in life. It was the secularist George Orwell that made the statement so many years ago, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And ladies and gentlemen, I find that to be more and more relevant each and every day. I find that to be factual more than any other time in the history of our great nation, where there's a disregard to the truth and a diminishing of the values of truth. This is the reason I look at and discuss and quote so often the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint's statement when he says, the headline of the article, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian value, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity," end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly correct today. May I remind us as we look for truth, may I suggest that we find it in nothing other than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In fact, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made a powerful statement. "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And may I suggest to you that that is the remedy for what we find in society today. Even among Christians, there is a lack, L-A-C-K, a lack of depending on the truth and living the truth and loving the truth and defending the truth. I call the Bible the truth book, and I believe it's time we get back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God and depend on the truth book. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's the Benchmark, a gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, at the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach this subject today, I pray that you'll understand and hang in there and listen to the total broadcast. Call in, ask your questions, let us know your concerns, your thoughts in relationship to the subject. Love to have your dialogue and discussion. Love to have you join in with us on that. But ladies and gentlemen, our nation, I believe, is witnessing the increasing presence of a society that wants to abandon God. We're increasingly becoming like Europe and all other nations, ladies and gentlemen. We're increasingly abandoning God. And somehow, some way, because government has the authoritative iron fist, the totalitarian form of rule, many citizens, even Christians, think that we should obey government rather than God. Listen very carefully. If government implements, institutes laws, rules, regulations, fiat orders, or executive orders that's contrary to the Word of God, we have to think seriously as to whether or not we're going to obey God or government. That's where we are in society. Today, the government appears to be pushing and doing all it can to force believers to submit to government rather than to God. I believe this is one of the things, whether it's recognized by Joe Biden or the Biden administration or the loonies on the left in Washington, whether they realize it or not, ladies and gentlemen, they are working into the hands of Satan to try to undermine and tear down and destroy the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that we're watching it take place step by step, where there's a push for allegiance to government and not to God. I'm looking at a news article. Headline says, Biden forcing people to abandon their faith for radical gender identity ideology. Let me just read a blurb from this. It's published November the 27th, 2021. It says, suppose for a moment that President Joe Biden wakes up tomorrow morning and decides that stealing isn't wrong. Thus persuaded, he has the Federal Bureau of Investigation post on its website that stealing is now officially okay. Not only legal, but henceforth required by law to be carried out. End quote. That being the case, the doors and the windows of homes and businesses are to remain unlocked. Security systems are to be shut down. Law enforcement officers are not to only forbidden to interfere in robberies and burglaries, but are in fact expected to take willing part in them and to seize every opportunity to encourage people in their community to steal. Of course, inevitably, a few old sticks in the mud will hold to the conviction that stealing is wrong. Maybe they've seen the economic impact or realize how easily people can begin losing items they cherish and resources which they depend upon. Maybe they just take seriously their religion and their convictions and what their parents and grandparents have taught them. It doesn't matter. The federal government now has decided that that what is orthodox and what is unorthodox, and people are expected to quietly submit their deepest religious beliefs, their common sense, and better judgment to its moral authority of the government. Yes, it's a ridiculous scenario, but for religious employers and health care providers, it is not only far removed from the aggressive position this administration has taken on policies that have upended religious, legal, and historical norms in America and reinterpreted sex to include gender identity in the federal laws. And it goes on to talk about what is taking place in the government, basically implementing rules, regulations, guidelines, directions, and laws that are antithetical to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Even though, ladies and gentlemen, it's supposed to be legitimate and legal, under the Biden administration and others in the history past that will allow a worker to get a religious exemption from something that they feel is against their senses based on the Word of God, against their religious beliefs, their biblical beliefs, their Christian conscience. But ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that in some of the departments of government today, including the military, et cetera, they're not accepting or approving religious exemptions for the jab? They basically said that that doesn't matter. Your religious feeling, your position as a Christian, your senses toward honoring God and the Word of God simply do not matter in the society in which we're living in. That's the reason this article, headline, Biden forces people to abandon their faith for a radical gender identity ideology. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the gender identity ideology. It is the fact that the government is trying to tell us what we ought to believe and how we should believe it in relationship to Christianity, spirituality, and what the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, and every word of God says. In fact, whether you've recognized it or not, realized it or not, the government has no sense of authority, no sense of feeling obligated to anything that the Word of God says. And a good point of view, a good point to speak on about that is the fact that Jerry Nadler, U.S. House of Representatives, several months back, when another representative was reading from the Bible on the House floor about the moral ethical issues, Jerry Nadler screamed in the halls of Congress, if you will, and said, God's word has no place in this building, in the Capitol. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the general feeling, the general sense of it from the immoral, ungodly, unholy administration that we see today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost like competing for the allegiance of the people, we the people. We have already seen most of Europe abandon the church and their dependence upon God. Ladies and gentlemen, today in Europe, you can research it if you like, today in all of Europe, less than 2%, hear me, less than 2% of the people say that they are Christian, less than 2%. Many, many years ago, I said, if you want to see what America's going to look like in 10, 12, 15 years, just watch what's happening in Europe. In Europe, they have abandoned the moral ethical standard. They have abandoned the belief that the church is the core principles by which people ought to live. They've abandoned anything that's called moral allegiance or ethical allegiance based on the authority of Scripture. And you find most of Europe have sold out and surrendered to the Islamic jihadists. They've sold out and surrendered to the power and the control of government. And there's no more freedoms in most of Europe in relationship to being godly and following the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. There are a lot of folks that pretend to be saved, even in America today, ladies and gentlemen. The Barna Report says that about all of the professing Christians in America, he says only about 6% hold a biblical worldview, only about 6%. In fact, I'm looking at an article. It says comedian Rob Schneider. I don't know who Rob Schneider is, but he's supposedly a comedian. Comedian Rob Schneider says, if Jesus came back tomorrow, big tech would ban the news of his return. Let me just read you a one-paragraph blurb. If Jesus came back tomorrow, all news about his return would be immediately banned on Twitter and Facebook, and YouTube. Fact checkers would put on warning labels and redirect views to the CDC and the government warning of global warming, the comedian said in a tweet on Sunday. He goes on to say, it's no secret the leftists hate the truth. When confronted with it, they often launch into an immediate offensive and call people names like children on kindergarten playgrounds, or call them racist. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, don't know about Snyder's moral, ethical, Christian values, if any, but he's on target with what he says. Lest you miss that, he made a statement. If Jesus came back tomorrow, all news about his return would be immediately banned on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Fact checkers on YouTube would put on warning labels, redirect views to the CDC and the government warning of global warming, the comedian said on a tweet on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've fallen a great deal when, as a nation that's founded on the Word of God, our very foundations, ladies and gentlemen, are being destroyed today, and that's the biblical Christian foundations. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's a question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered, ladies and gentlemen. What can we do? Why should we be concerned about the biblical foundations being destroyed? Because if the foundations, the biblical foundations are destroyed, we simply become a godless nation, a secular nation, a heathen nation, as so many nations around the globe today. May I say to you, it is vital that we recognize what is taking place. Here's an article dated January the 14th. Communist cancel culture versus the Christian canon. The rise and spread of political correctness in the form of the vile and unfortunately virile woke and cancel cultures are a natural result of and commencement with the fall of the Western cultural norms. You must recognize the connection if you want to maintain your sanity and understand the derivative of the discord among us. What are we witnessing? Is the planned destruction of Western civilization through the interconnected plots leading to the disintegration and the demise of all that we hold dear, including our spiritual beliefs, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a right large article, but the point is, this writer brings out that the communist cancel culture is against the Christian worldview, the Christian canon, he calls it, which we're talking about. We're talking about the canon of faith. We're talking about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We find today, ladies and gentlemen, a major, major, major dilemma for many. Perhaps you are in a position where you're being told that your Christian values do not count. You're being told that regardless of what you believe spiritually, that they cannot be enforced. They cannot be insisted upon. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we find Europe was just a few years back, where there was a mindset that if you had Christian values, you cannot expect those values to be adhered to or to be listened to or in any way protected in society. That's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. And may I say to you, today in Canada, a proposed new law says that the Bible's position against homosexuality and moral standards are only myths. Only myths, not to be practiced, but to be persecuted. Here's an article. It says, John MacArthur, the pastors, John MacArthur to pastors, fight government claims that biblical moral standards are only a myth. A prominent American Christian leader, John MacArthur of Grace Community Church in California, has issued a call to American church pastors to join in a fight being waged by their Canadian brothers. Decision Magazine reports that MacArthur wants American Christian church leaders to join his Canadian pastors to preach God's word and God's plan for human sexuality. Dr. John MacArthur also has posted online a statement that Christian leaders are encouraged to sign. The problem, listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's the core of it. The problem is a coming Canadian law that specifically contradicts the Bible. According to John MacArthur's posting, the preamble to the new Canadian law, which is to take effect January the 8th, it's already in effect today, we've got other articles on that, states that heterosexuality, cisgender identity, and gender expression that conforms to the sex assigned to a person at birth are to be preferred over other sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions, which is a myth. MacArthur explained that according to the Canadian law, as of that date, the belief in God's design for marriage and sexuality will no longer be adhered to, but will be considered a myth. Myth. The article goes further. The decision, that is Decision Magazine, report explained that Canadian law is an attack on speech and faith under the guise of banning so-called conversion therapy. That agenda already has gotten a start in the United States of America, with several states already banning it. Ladies and gentlemen, you find in the state of Washington State, Oregon, find in the state of California, New York, et cetera, where they've already banned Christian counselors, Christian pastors, and saying that you cannot have a conversation with a homosexual, a sodomite, and try to point to them the Word of God and say that what you're doing is wrong, it's sin, ungodly, and unholy. It is being banned by law in nations around the globe. And right now on our northern border, a law just went into effect that states that and says that. And it is rapidly becoming the law in America today. 50 years ago, we'd have never considered, never thought, we'd have never dreamed that it would be possible that a secular government, a secularized nation, would reject the Word of God. I understand that since time began, there's been sin. I'm not arguing that, not debating that. But we have historically had the governments of our great nation in the Western culture, and in particular in America, that would honor God, would honor God's Word. It was not long ago that homosexuality was considered sin, something that a person was to be ashamed of. It was not long ago that the mindset of the culture was that if I'm sinning, I realize I'm sinning, and I ought not to make it public, I ought to keep it silent and private. But ladies and gentlemen, now today in society, even in America, we're watching the demise of anything that's called morals and ethics and values, and Christians are being demanded and being required by law, or being prosecuted and persecuted if you do not do so, to not only accept moral, ethical, unbiblical standards, but to embrace them and to celebrate them. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says, essentially the idea would restrict any speech or belief that would counsel individuals, especially youth, against adopting a homosexual or transgender lifestyle. Counseling and promotion of those horrific body modifications and mutilations still is allowed. Dr. MacArthur includes a call to repent of sin and to turn back to Jesus Christ as the first step of Christian discipleship. Here's another article that is very, very clear, and it goes into a little more depth in relationship to that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the very same subject. Thousands of pastors blast the new law that calls the Bible a myth. Now, perhaps you say, well, that's in Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, it's already in America, but not as blatant. It's already in America, but it's being implemented by way of the rules and regulations and not direct law, legislative law, calling the Bible a myth. This article reads, thousands of Christian pastors across North America on Sunday warned their congregations about a new movement that includes a law that blatantly describes biblical morality as myth. The fight is over Bill C-4, adopted by the Canadian lawmakers with little discussion recently. It establishes a legal ban on conversion therapy. That has been made a derogatory term by the LGBTQ activists, but it actually compasses a wide range of counseling options that people used to have to deal with unwanted sexual feelings. The article continues. The law, which took effect only days ago, prompted an initiative by the Liberty Coalition Canada that was promoted by prominent Los Angeles Christian leader John MacArthur, and more than 4,000 Christian pastors publicly protested the law, according to Fox News. The fast-tracked Canadian law openly defies biblical history, biblical teaching, and denouncing all of those teachings as simply myth, and imposing, listen to this, imposing potential 5-year jail sentences for failing to align counseling events with the politically correct LGBTQ agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had the LGBTQ agenda being forced in America for years and years now, forced in our grade schools, grammar schools, elementary schools, colleges, and universities, forced in all of the literature and material that's coming out of the teachers' unions in America today. In fact, I've said recently, you can go to the website of any of the National Educational Association meetings and look at their agenda. They usually meet every, see, the May or June each year. Look at their agenda. Sometimes they have 20, 30 different points on their agenda. Generally speaking, there's not one on that agenda that deals with academia. I would call it the reading, writing, and arithmetic. Not one thing. Everything is focused on the moral, ethical implementation of the brainwashing in our classrooms for our students to force them into a mold that is secularized rather than being Christian. Dr. MacArthur told Fox News that he believed widespread sexual immorality is evident of divine judgment on the culture and predicted increased efforts to silence anyone who speaks out against it. Ultimately, the dissenters, listen to this, ultimately the dissenters, that's those that are against what this law is forcing, the ones who will not cave in are going to be those who are faithful to the Bible. And that's exactly what is leading to laws being made and what they're doing against what the Bible says and what the Scripture commands that we should do, which is to confront sin. That's just going to escalate in the days, months, weeks, and years before us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today, will the church survive? We're talking about what is happening on a global basis that is making America and Western nations look very much like China, look very much like North Korea, very much like Russia, very much like other nations that have abandoned God and simply have a secularistic society of which they are rapidly enforcing upon people in each of the societies. And we're watching that take place in America today, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the standards of the Bible being relegated to mythology. I've said in so many cases where things in the Bible is called a myth, those that call it a myth one day will wake up and realize they're simply myth taken. Understand, God's word stands. God's word cannot be, will not be, shall not be diminished, destroyed, though there's an attempt to do so in American culture as it has been around the globe for centuries now. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to ask the question, what are we going to do and how are we going to respond to it? The largest thing that I see looming before us is what the Barna Report says is taking place. The Barna Report recently said that one out of every five churches will close in the next 18 months. That report now is about 7 months old. That one out of five churches in America will close. Here's an article that says a 221-year-old Pennsylvania church permanently closed due to declining membership. And it goes on to talk about those that had been there and how long the church had been there. And it started diminishing. And then because of COVID and the forced closure in that Pennsylvania community, as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, the church now have 221 years closing its doors permanently as a result of the diminishing value that is placed upon the church and the spiritual relationship to the community through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in city after city. The article further states, ladies and gentlemen, George Barna, Barna Report, one in five churches could close in the next 18 months. Speaking, this article says, to NPR's Here and Now, Barna President David Kinman said that based on trends both before and after COVID outbreak, American churches will look significantly different after the pandemic, and a fifth of them will close, not may close, but will close. And ladies and gentlemen, I've got article after article after article that substantiates this statement and what's taking place with the demise. We're watching the great falling away. And part of that great falling away is brought on as a result of the great delusion. And as a result of that delusion and that apostasy, we're watching churches closing across America. I'm concerned. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned. And after the top of the hour news, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about some of the things that's bringing about the demise of the church. And then the latter portion of this broadcast, what should we do? How should we respond? What should we say and believe as Christians? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.